Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
But some of the stuff, I mean, QAnon, the idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and no, I'm serious. That's now, you may not like me, and that's your right. Look, it's a simple thing. You can walk out and say, I just don't like the way that guy wears his tie. I'm voting against him. You have a right to do that. You have a right to do that. But the kinds of things that are being said of late, I think you're beginning to see some of the, and both, and by Democrats as well, sort of the venom get sort of leak out of a lot of it. We got to get beyond this. Mm. What do you say to your grandchildren or your children about what's happening? Do you ever remember a time like this before in the entire history, whether you're a Democrat or Republican? This is not who we are.
Okay, this pissed me off. Hello, everybody. Did you enjoy your evening with Joe Biden? I would rather spend an evening with Joe Biden than an evening with Donald Trump, because with Donald Trump, you will never get to sleep. He will just talk and talk and talk and talk about himself. We all know that guy. For some reason, we like that guy as president of the United States, probably just for the entertainment value and nothing more. Because the lying, the cheating, the swampy nature of the way he actually does business, the fact that just about everybody around him has been arrested, just about everybody around him has been disbarred, tends to make thinking people understand that Trump is a freaking lying sack of violent crap with a whole bunch of racism thrown in on top. So I would rather spend an evening with Biden than an evening with Trump. But honest to God, man, this moral equivalency that he gives to Democrats and Republicans, it's very reminiscent of the there are fine people on both sides thing, except in reverse. Except in reverse. Biden is trying to say Democrats are just as venomous as Republicans. I take issue with that. We may yell, we may scream, but when we do, we are yelling and screaming true things. We are yelling and screaming facts. We are yelling and screaming to protect people from a global pandemic. We are yelling and screaming to protect people from having their votes tossed away by a Republican legislature. We are yelling and screaming because we are being drowned out by lies and thousands of hours of them on talk radio and television. There is no moral equivalency between QAnon and Democrats. There just isn't. Just like there is no moral equivalency between racists and people who are trying to call out racists. There's no moral equivalency between fascists and anti-fascists, even if you call them Antifa. There's no equivalence between Proud Boys burning down the AutoZone so that they could point to Antifa in a false flag operation, and the right wing claiming there are false flag operations that include child actors at Sandy Hook. This really upset me, and I don't know. I mean, he's living in rarefied air. I like Joe Biden. I know Joe Biden. I'm lucky enough to know him. And he is a man of integrity. He does have character. He does call it like he sees it. He isn't a liar. All those good things, they apply to him as a human being. They apply to him as a senator. I don't know him as a president. I can't speak to that, except last night he offered himself as a president in an evening with Joe Biden. And I'm telling you, this moral equivalency that he imagines exists between Democrats who are trying to solve problems, and you might not agree with their solution, but Republicans don't even try to solve problems. Republicans lie about the existence of the problem. Republicans lie about the existence of domestic terrorism in this country. They lie about January 6th. They say it was a love fest. Donald Trump gave the interview to Carol Lenning and Philip Rucker. Turns out they did what all reporters do. They turn on their tape recorder when they are interviewing somebody that they are writing about. I've been the subject of many interviews. I have never been interviewed by someone who didn't record it. It just doesn't happen. You know, I was on the cover of the Washington Post magazine section. Paula Spann, she was the reporter. I remember her. She followed me everywhere. But when we sat down for interviews, and there were multiple interviews before she wrote her magazine front page, cover story on me, I was very flattered. But you know, you don't even realize what you're saying sometimes until you see it in print and you go, do I talk like that? Did I say that? And you know, yes, I come off like a hectoring bottled blonde from Brooklyn, because that's what I am. Sometimes when you get confronted with your own damn self, you're horrified. Just saying, it happens. But honestly, this moral equivalency, and this belief that he has that Republicans will come around to voting rights. Now, you know, January 6th is an insurrection. Okay, January 6th was an insurrection. The insurrection is clearly not over in this country. You have hours and hours of conservative media telling you every ridiculous nutbag thing that they can think of, everything ranging from Steve Bannon, who was arrested, who needed to be pardoned, okay, having his own show, interviewing the likes of Mike Lindell, who's being sued by Dominion for $1 billion, along with the lawyers in that matter, Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani, for defamation, for lying. So you have that part of the spectrum of right-wing lunacy sitting there saying things like, oh, Trump will definitely be reinstated. It's definitely going to happen, as recently as, last week. And then on the other side, in the gamut of crazy, then you have Laura Ingraham saying that Nancy Pelosi is the insurrectionist here. You have Tucker Carlson saying that the vaccines are causing death instead of COVID is causing death. I mean, it's madness. If you listen to them, it's absolute mental gymnastics. Tokyo just released their COVID new cases for the day. 2,000 new cases in a day. It's a small country, okay? And this is just ahead of the Olympiad. So some of the Olympic athletes are pulling out. They're leaving. They're going home. And maybe Tucker Carlson wants to go to Tokyo. Oh, who wants to see him in a leotard? No. But anyway, the lying about the COVID, just to be interesting. I don't know what else to call it. Just to be interesting to the QAnon crowd, to the conspiracy crowd, to the undereducated crowd who Donald Trump loves. I love my undereducated. He loves them, right? It is just not the same. It's not the same as people who actually understand the world in which we toil, who know that COVID has killed 609,000 Americans in a year, in less than a year, actually. And that vaccines have caused 3 deaths. And nobody's really sure about those 3 either. They're still looking into those 3. But that doesn't stop them from lying or misrepresenting or speaking in word scrambles about what the VAERS system actually is showing. Now, you know, I made a VAERS report because I took the vaccine and I thought that I had lost my sense of taste, so I just reported it. That's it.
Clear. 4.
for takeoff.
Randy Rhoads Air Force. Air Force. RandyRhoads.com.
A lot of us think that the media landscape is fundamentally broken, that there are financial incentives and bias that is in the press. So what if I told you there's an app for that? Ground News is an app, and it lets you compare how stories are being covered by news organizations across the political spectrum. It's an immense library, 50,000 outlets, and not just an aggregator. It's a tool, very easy to use features, so you can analyze the news for bias. You can be confident in the news you use. This is different than social media and other news apps. Ground News does not use your browsing history to manipulate your news feed. In fact, they go out of their way to show you articles you might be missing. It's called their blind spot feature, and it highlights stories that are underreported by both the left and the right, so you don't get trapped in the media bubble. So if you're curious, if you're a critical thinker, and if you're in search of a better way to read the news, visit ground.news/Randy and download the free Ground.